We're going to talk now about the Kerry man charged with drug and organised crime charges. He successfully had his trial adjourned at the Special Criminal Court in Dublin yesterday. 42-year-old James Lean of Pilgrim Hill, Kilmore, Listowel was granted the adjournment to allow his defence fully examine all phone data which may be used as evidence in the trial. Mark Lynch was there for Radio Kerry News and he's with me to talk about it. Well, Mark, the trial was due to start yesterday, as we said. It didn't happen. Why not? How did this all come about?
Yeah, so Gerry, this was scheduled to begin yesterday, since as far back as last October, actually, almost a year ago to the day, James Lean, 42 years old, of Kilmore, Listowel, appeared in the Special Criminal Court and was remanded in custody to yesterday's date when he was due to stand trial. He's been in the Special Criminal Court since that date on these charges, and these appearances related to pre-trial hearings on evidence that may be used in this trial. And when the three judges called the case yesterday at the Special Criminal Court, Mr. Lean's senior counsel, Colm Smith, said he had to make an application to vacate the trial date and adjourn the matter. So the defence comes to court and says, we know this trial was supposed to start, but can we push it back for a bit? And now that wouldn't be allowed under just any circumstance. So Mr. Smith had to explain to the judges why the trial would not be able to begin straight away. And his reasoning became a bit technical at times, but essentially the defence needs more time now to fully analyse material that was on phones which were seized in this investigation.
So at this stage, what do we know about these phones and what's on them?
Yeah, this part is very intriguing, and it seems much of the trial will actually come down to that exact question. And to fully understand the discussion that took place yesterday, we should remind ourselves of what this case is about. So half a ton of methamphetamine, commonly known as crystal meth, was imported into Ireland from Mexico in October 2023. It arrived at the former Ballyseedy Garden Centre and stayed there for 4 months before making its way to Cork Port, where it was intercepted by Gardaí before it left the country and went to its actual destination, which was Australia. The drugs were stored inside a fake machine, which was purported to be an electromagnetic separator but was not designed to actually function. And there were two accused people in this case. One is James Lean, of course. The other is 45-year-old Nathan McDonald of Ballyroe-Tralee. He's currently serving a 12-year prison sentence, having admitted his role in this attempted drug smuggling operation. He pleaded guilty to two charges: importing the drug into Ireland to the former garden centre which he ran, and facilitating the activities of a criminal organisation in helping that criminal gang to try and smuggle the drugs. Now, James Lean then is accused of importing the drugs into Ireland, possession of the drugs, and of directing the activities of a criminal organisation, and he's thus far denied his involvement in this criminal operation entirely. And yesterday his senior counsel said the full raw data from these phones can demonstrate Mr. Lean's innocence. The court heard yesterday that six phones were seized from James Lean and three others from an alleged associate of James Lean. His name is John McGrath and he's deceased since December 2023. And senior counsel for the DPP, John Berry, said if McGrath was alive today, he would also be a co-accused in the case. So Gardaí believe McGrath and Lean were in cahoots to bring the drugs here, and they plan to introduce evidence gathered from phones belonging to those two men to try and prove that case, and further to try and prove Lean was directing the activities of a criminal organisation. However, the defence is now saying that if they have full access to everything that's on the phones and they're allowed the time to go through it all, they can demonstrate that Lean had no part in this attempted drug smuggling by a criminal gang. So these phones and what's on them is absolutely crucial. And Mr. Lean's senior counsel said the phone evidence is fundamental to the case and that the case stands or falls on this evidence. And the state's representative, John Berry, senior counsel, said the phone evidence is foundational. It is the foundation of the state's case against Lean. So the phones are hugely important, could go a long way in determining what the decision of the judges will be when the trial eventually takes place.
So is that the defence's explanation of how the phones could prove his innocence?
Yeah, so as I said, the drugs which came to the former Ballyseedy Garden Centre were stored in a phony machine. Lean's senior counsel, Colm Smith, said the phones show conversations taking place and emails being sent and providing information relating to an email address of the property where the drugs went to. That is the former Ballyseedy Garden Centre. He says, in fact, there are three machines involved. The AS55, which is a scrap metal machine, a compost machine for business to do with food production, and the third was the machine found with the drugs. He said he can demonstrate his client's connection with two of the machines, but not the one with the drugs that arrived in Ballyseedy, if he has access to the full raw data from the six phones seized, as I said. And Mr. Smith said he thinks he can demonstrate that what's referenced in these emails and phone conversations is the other two machines. He said there's a conflation of facts by the prosecution, and the insinuation is that Mr. Lean was involved in legitimate business importing machinery with this former garden centre business. And that's hugely significant because it's the first time in an open court that we've heard what part of James Lean's defence may be. Now, of course, his defence will depend on exactly what evidence the prosecution brings, but that's an insight we haven't got before on how he may counter their arguments. And crucially, of course, any arguments James Lean's defence makes, they don't have to be proven beyond reasonable doubt. They may say he was involved in legitimate business with Ballyseedy Garden Centre, they may say there are three machines, but they don't have to prove those things beyond reasonable doubt. Of course, they will be scrutinised by the prosecution and by the judges, but the onus is not on the defence to prove those facts. So the prosecution will have to prove their case to the three judges beyond reasonable doubt, and all the defence has to do with those arguments, whatever they may end up being, is make the case why there's at least reasonable doubt that he's guilty of the charges against him.
So that's why the defence needs more time. What does it mean for James Lean's trial now?
Yeah, so the three judges agreed to the application to vacate the trial date, and the Honourable Miss Justice Karen O'Connor said the phone evidence is fundamental. She said Lean's entitled to a fair trial and the defence is not able to proceed with a trial at this stage. Miss Justice O'Connor said the court can't force on a trial in circumstances where it's not ready to proceed, so the defence has now engaged this forensic phone expert who won't be available to attend and actually look at the phones until the 12th of December. The defence said this expert will then take 6 days to extract the raw data from the devices and will take another 12 weeks to report back on what's there. The case will next be mentioned on the 3rd of November. The prosecution may have to swear in some witness statements by deposition given the delay now in this trial. The prosecution will make an application to that effect on the 3rd of November, and then on the 19th of December the matter will come up again, and by that stage the forensic phone expert is due to have had his 6 days of extracting data from these devices, and the defence is due to give an update on their progress. And if it indeed does take another 12 weeks for this expert to come back and tell Lean and his legal team what's on the phones, it could be well into next year, possibly March or so, before the defence would be ready for a trial.
So you're talking 6 months. Am I unreasonable, finally, Mark, in suggesting, or maybe it's the wrong way of looking at it, given what was argued yesterday, that all of this should have been done long before now?
Well, part of the reason that it wasn't, I suppose, and this point was made in court yesterday, is because of the timeline of the disclosure and the timeline at which the legal team got involved. So the legal team said that they only became on record in this case in April. Senior counsel was only engaged in May. Disclosure, full disclosure, was sent on in July, and further disclosure then was sent on in September. So essentially the defence's argument has been, look, we got a lot of data. We need more time to go through it. We engaged this expert. So I suppose the judges had to be seen to give Lean his fair trial. They had to be seen to give him a crack at a fair defence.
Yeah. Okay, Mark, listen, great stuff. Thanks very much for outlining that for us on the programme this morning. Mark Lynch there, who was in the Special Criminal Court yesterday, where that trial of James Lean, 42-year-old James Lean, the Pilgrim Hill Kilmore and Listowel, was granted an adjournment to allow his defence fully examine all phone data. It may be back to next March, possibly. We'll keep an eye on it in the meantime.